Governor Larry Hogan announces positive coronavirus test, despite being vaccinated and boosted. By Hannah Blow on December 20, 2021. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, R., on Monday announced he has tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, despite being vaccinated and boosted. This morning, as part of my regular testing routine, I received a positive rapid test for COVID-19. I have been vaccinated and boosted, and I am feeling fine at the moment, he said, providing the update on social media. Although the governor contracted the virus, even after receiving a booster shot, Hogan gave a word of advice to Americans, urging them to get vaccinated and boosted as well. As the Omicron variant becomes dominant, I want to urge you to get vaccinated or get your booster shot as soon as possible, he pleaded. His plea comes as public health officials make a similar cry, urging Americans everywhere to get vaccinated and receive a booster shot. And the advice does not stop there, either. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci suggested that boosted Americans should still undergo testing and wear a mask in certain settings. But we have got to realize that it is more than just getting vaccination. Vaccination is an absolutely essential part of this process. But there are other things, he said during a Sunday appearance on CNN's State of the Union. And that's the reason why we stress the idea about masking and testing, he continued. People think that vaccine is the answer to everything. We can't do it without vaccines, Jake, but we can do a lot more with other things. And testing, for example, both yourself and your family when you're getting ready to do something, go out into the community, or when you're going to have people over your own house. During an appearance on Face the Nation last month, Fauci admitted that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is not being wholly transparent about the number of breakthrough infections occurring in the United States. It's a very complicated situation. And often the public doesn't hear yet in time things that are being collected. So there's a lot of data, clearly a lot of data, that's being collected by the CDC that people don't know about yet, he confessed. So we need to make sure in real time we get that data out.